The new Prime Minister is having an unusual international initiation, attending a critical gathering of world leaders just a day after being sworn in. Anthony Albanese will use his meeting with the US President and the Prime Ministers of Japan and India to make it clear that Australia will take stronger action on climate change. But the Quad meeting in Japan is also a chance for the PM to talk with other leaders firsthand about China's growing influence. Our political editor, Andrew Probyn, is in Tokyo. Andrew, why is Anthony Albanese so keen to attend this meeting so soon after being sworn in?
Sabra, with this trip, Anthony Albanese does two things. Firstly, it's rapid validation of his election. Just think about it. In the space of just a few days, he's gone from walking around pubs and clubs and schools and hospitals in marginal seats to rubbing shoulders with presidents and prime ministers. And in an instant, he goes from a candidate who got just a third of the popular vote at a federal election to being Australia's man on the stage. He wants to demonstrate that he's a leader of the nation, not just a leader of a political party. Now, secondly, this trip's about making a statement of intent on national security and climate change. With the first, national security, he wants to be to assure Australia's allies that old friendships live on, that the fundamentals remain despite the change of guard. But climate change is the big one today. He sees in Joe Biden, US president, a fellow traveller on climate change. And the new PM also wants to use climate change to re-engage with Pacific nations, especially in the context of this regional strategic struggle with China.
So what will the new Prime Minister discuss with the other leaders?
Well, aside from climate change with Joe Biden, there is this AUKUS security pact that was reached between the US, Britain and Australia, which will see Australia being delivered nuclear submarines. Joe Biden will be seeking assurance instantly, if he needs it, that the deal will proceed under Anthony Albanese. There is, though, this problem of Australia having a strategic gap now that the French deal is dumped. So perhaps Anthony Albanese will start talks with the US president about potential early delivery submarines, which is something that was being talked about reportedly with the coalition government. But China is the thing that hangs heavily over this meeting. Australia, of course, is jammed between its biggest trading partner, China, and its key security partner, the United States. And overnight, it emerged that China's premier, Li Keqiang, sent a congratulatory message to Anthony Albanese, although the PM's office was saying last night it wasn't aware of any contact. Now, I suppose this could be an attempt on Beijing's behalf at a reset, or it could be an obligatory message of welcome, but no one is ruling out mischief. And international diplomacy timing is, of course, everything. So, busy day ahead in his first full day as Australia's 31st Prime Minister, Sabra.
That's our political editor, Andrew Probyn, in Tokyo.